You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK. The Daily Racing Podcast from William Hill.
And they're off.
Listen to the podcast at williamhill.com/podcast.
Third festival win and the biggest one today.
Or subscribe via iTunes by searching William Hill Podcasts in the music store.
Hello and welcome along to the William Hill Racing Podcast. We're looking ahead to Monday's action on this edition. You'll hear it all live on William Hill Racing Radio from 1:50pm with myself, Mark Walton, in the studio with Tom Morley and Will Haler. We've got National Hunt Racing at Kelso, accompanied by racing on the flat at both Redcar and Windsor. So a good day to look forward to. And joining me in the studio to look ahead to the action is Mr. John O'Connell. How are you, John?
Hello again, Mark. How are you?
Not too bad, not too bad at all. We were on air on Saturday together for racing history, as Tiger Roll became the first horse since the Great Red Rum to defend his Grand National crown. And every time I watch back the replays, it's just as impressive the way he travelled through the race. He even made mistakes and was still too good for the rest of them. Some performance, I'm still a little bit speechless about it. It was superb.
Yeah, never in too much doubt, really, was it? All the way, I mean, from halfway or so, you could have picked out himself and Rath Vinden, despite the fact that at last stage there was still 38 left in the race. They travelled and they made a few mistakes, but you can get away with them these days there, can't you? You can go through the fences a bit more. But Tiger Roll was so strong and fantastic effort, and I know they're making noises about maybe he won't be back next year, but surely they will.
Surely they must.
Yeah. I mean, he's only nine now. He'd be a perfect age for actually next year when he comes back. I think maybe the owner likes to say a few things to sort of get people thinking, but I think all things being equal, you can't imagine not being there next year.
Let's remind ourselves of racing history. It took nearly half a century after Red Rum, but Tiger Roll won a second Grand National.
And it is Tiger Roll who now takes the advantage, coming to the elbow from in second position. Magic of Light, Rath Vinden, one for Arthur, staying on into fourth. It's been 45 years and now Davy Russell shakes up Tiger Roll. Magic of Light in second, Rath Vinden in third. Walk in the Mill is back in fourth. Tiger Roll is remarkable. He comes up towards the winning line under Davy Russell to win his second Randox Health Grand National. Tiger Roll joins the greats and beats Magic of Light, a massive run in second. Rath Vinden third, clear of Walk in the Mill, Annabelle Fly, and then one for Arthur, Regal Encore, Single Farm Payment finishing. So too Outlander leading home many finishers in the Randox Health Grand National of 2019.
It was a remarkable performance. Tiger Roll, the winner, beat Magic of Light, Rath Vinden, Walk in the Mill, Annabelle Fly, and one for Arthur. That was the front six home, if you had a bet with us here at William Hill, and backed any of those behind Tiger Roll up to sixth place each way, you'll be paid out. So one for Arthur and Annabelle Fly also paid out, along with Walk in the Mill, Rath Vinden, and Magic of Light from an each way angle. It is phenomenal what the owner is saying. I mean, he says that he wouldn't want to see Tiger Roll come back and have to shoulder top weight because he's only a small horse and he wouldn't want to see anything happen to him. But with a piece of history beckoning and the fact that he won again in such great style, do you think he'll change his mind?
I mean, he's not the easiest person to read, but I think he probably will do. He described the horse this time last year, didn't he, as a little rat, I think, after he won it the first time. So he, at least his marking for the horse is going up a little bit after a second after a second win in the race. And he carried plenty of weight yesterday. It's not as if he was thrown in on 10 stone something or so. So, yeah, he'll be top weight next year. He'll be top weight for a very good reason.
Yeah.
He comes alive here. It's two tremendous performances to win here. It's the way he travels as well. Last year, he nearly got caught on the running, but that wasn't the case this time around. And, yeah, it's hard to imagine him not turning up next year, all being equal.
Yeah, there's an argument that he's better this year than last year, and he's only nine, isn't he? So he's
well, the Boyne Hurdle a couple of starts ago, that's a race you couldn't have imagined winning a year ago. And then, obviously, the cross-country chase at Cheltenham, just the four Cheltenham Festival victories in his career now. No reason why he shouldn't be back again to, go for try and equal the Great Red Ram.
Obviously, it's not just about the Grand National. That's a big part of the week at Aintree. But the 3 days as a whole are spectacular. Whole heap of grade ones in there. What else stood out to you at Aintree throughout the 3 days?
Yeah, it's a fantastic festival. I think it's massively underrated, especially compared to Cheltenham. You've got some great handicaps over the 3 days. And I think the best performances, apart from obviously Tiger Roll, cracking efforts from Lost in Translation and Ken Boy on the Thursday and Friday. Ken Boy went from the front under Ruby Walsh, and they must be thinking, the owner must be thinking, well, if only, what happened in the Gold Cup, where he just short of room jumping at the first fence. Obviously, it was a different day, a different thing happened on Friday, but he was so, or Thursday rather, but he was so impressive. Always travelled and jumped well out in front. Ruby Walsh was hugely confident all the way around. That's a huge performance. And the same as well for Lost in Translation, whose yard, the Tizard Yard, has been a bit quiet over the last 6 weeks, but not for the first time. They've come alive at the Aintree meeting, and that was a really impressive win in the big novice chase there on the Friday. They might be thinking that they might have missed out a little bit not going for the RSA chase at the festival at Cheltenham last month, but they've got a big contend over the 3 mile plus grade ones next season.
The Tizards also had a surprise grade one winner on the Saturday, didn't they? They had Reserve Tank come home in front in the Mersey Novices Hurdle. He's now won his last three outings, so he's clearly a horse going places. I thought Petit Swan was very impressive as well for the Skeletons in the first on the Saturday. I think he's capable of stepping back up, having won a grade three there. But on the whole, you know, you could take several performances out, couldn't you? I mean, Min was very impressive.
It was back
from the front, and great few days at Aintree.
And a fantastic race as well for the Liverpool Hurdle yesterday. If the cap fits. Yeah, cheek piece for the first time. Cracking good ride from Sean Bowen. And just got up to nut Roxana in the last few yards. But it was a really great finish to watch. The first three pulled some way clear. Apple's Jade just jumped out to her right a little bit. But the headgear worked for If the Cap Fits under an inspired ride under Sean Bowen.
Tremendous 3 days there at Aintree. Then let's now look ahead and look forward to Monday's action. The flat season kicks up a little bit on Monday, because we've got racing on the turf at Redcar, and the first turf meeting at Windsor as well of the season. Yep. John's going to look at one of the races there for us in a little while. But we go jumping first. We go to Kelso for the 240, which is a handicap hurdle over the extended 2 miles and two and three quarter miles even. A field of eight set to go to post for this one. I suppose Sunny Destination will be one towards the top of the market, given that he is the only one that arrives here in winning form, John. But there's probably more to it than that. What do you make of the race?
Yeah, he won a race at Kelso there over the course and distance a few weeks ago. What I'm interested in, it takes a bit of explaining, but it's number four, Chicoria. Last couple of runs, only two runs a season, have been disappointing. There's not much well the way of dressing that one up, I'm afraid. But the yard are going really well. Tristan Davidson, last five runners, four of them have won. And Chicoria won this race last year. Comes in for just a £2 higher mark. Would have been an unlucky loser in the race last year, because the saddle slipped some way from the finish, but he just kept finding to beat a horse called Geronimo, who's developed into a decent staying handicap chaser this season. He came in here in a bit of form last season, so that's a bit of a worry. This year's been below his best, but as I mentioned, the yards are in really good form. The horse hasn't been out for 3 months, but he's run very well off a break before, so I wouldn't be too concerned about that. I think with the yard in form, it's worth giving Chicoria an opportunity to win this race for the second year running, because you feel that this would have been the target perhaps for a little while.
Chicoria then the selection there in that 240 at Kelso, and then we go to Windsor for the 450. We've got a class 5 handicap over a mile. We've got a field of 12 set to go to post for this. Quite an open looking heat. Going to be 3-1, 7-2 the field. So what do you like in there?
Yeah, this horse doesn't win too often, but I'm going to go for Higher Claim, Roger Teal's horse under David Probert. He's fit from the all-weather. He hasn't won a race on the flat. On the turf even, since over a year ago. But it wasn't a bad race to win. He won the Lincoln Consolation in very soft ground 13 months ago. Not surprising, looking back on his form, he was a 50-1 chance that day when he beat Humbert. But he's been busy lately on the all-weather, so fitness should be assured. And on the turf, he's normally seen in better company than this. It's a long time since he ran in anything like this sort of grade. In fact, he generally runs in 0 to 85 company. This has dropped down to 0 to 75. We know he's got some turf form, albeit he's a little bit hit and miss, but he's back in the right sort of grade. I think if he can't run a big race anyway and certainly hit the frame on this occasion, higher claim, it could be a long season for him, but I think this is a big chance for him to, if not win, but certainly hit the frame anyway.
OK, so higher claim in that 450, and it was Chicoria in the 240 of the pair. Which is your stronger opinion?
They'll both be fair sort of prices, but I think Chicoria, given the yard form and the fact the horse won the race last year.
Superb. Thank you very much, John. Been a pleasure speaking to you once again. Very best of luck and enjoy it on Monday.
Thanks, Mark.
There you go, the thoughts of John O'Connell on Monday's racing. You'll hear it all live on Racing Radio from 1:50 p.m. Myself, Mark Walton, in the studio with Tom Morley and Will Haler. We've got Kelso, Redcar and Windsor to get stuck into, so do join us for that. Thank you very much for listening to this William Hill Racing podcast, and enjoy Monday's action.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.